Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. It's election day, right? I hope everyone has voted. It's going to be a long night, so the earlier the better. Don't want to be the last minute voter. Anyways, so the stock market started out flat today, right? And kind of what you would expect after traders had position themselves for their expected outcomes, right? So now people just waiting for the results. But as the morning got going, the news of extreme crowds at the polling places furthers the idea that maybe Hillary has this election, right? Because, again, as I've mentioned before, folks see Hillary as the positive for the market and Trump as more uncertain. So we're assuming the election is going to be over tonight, right? However, you know, the media always likes to talk about a contested election, right? So if the results are close, then we could face an extended period of recounts and court battles, you know, kind of like Bush versus Gore in 2000. But not if it's a landslide, right? So I got to be honest with you. I'm hoping it's a landslide one way or another. You know, maybe it's fun for a while if it's, you know, one candidate gets 270 electoral votes, and there's just a lot of election contesting going on, right? But I don't know. That would probably be bad for the markets, right? RBC Capital Markets say if Clinton wins, the market's going to rally 3-4%. On the other hand, if Trump wins, the market's going to drop 10-12%. So I say in either case, whoever wins will be here as Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve hike interest rates. I mean, that's really what the market's going to worry about. I mean, Hillary's going to raise taxes, right? That usually slows things down a little bit. And assuming that any of that gets by gridlock in Congress, if the Republicans maintain the House and or Senate. On the other hand, billionaire Wilbur Ross says if Clinton wins, there's going to be a U.S. recession within the next 2 years. Hillary is promising those tax hikes. And by the way, Wilbur is an advisor to Donald Trump. So, but he says the presumed market worry about Trump would relax once Trump makes his cabinet choices. So, you know, if he makes competent cabinet choices, you know, folks who are familiar to Wall Street, who have policies or a history of things that make sense, then maybe Wall Street relaxes a little bit. Plus, Trump says he's going to cut taxes, which you'd think would spur growth. The economy really hasn't been growing. I mean, year over year, we haven't seen a 3% GDP under President Obama. It's been slow, right? Wage growth, for the most part, has been slow. The labor participation rate is near historic lows, right? So there's long lines at the polling places today, and you know what that means? Long lines at the pot stores tomorrow. I believe the marijuana legalization propositions are passing in all states where they are on the ballot. So that means as soon as it's passed, let's blaze. You kind of wonder, a lot of states, I mean, I'm in California, it's expected to pass here. It's going to pass. I mean, it's according to polls, if the polls are right, it's going to pass. And as soon as it passes, it's legal. So it's going to be interesting. It's not legal federally, but the states that have passed it are letting folks have it. Voters are reporting long lines, intimidation, and confusion. So you know what that means? YouTube, Twitter is going to be on fire with tweets, videos. It's going to be crazy, right? And we'll see this, especially if there's a contested election. We will see a lot of this. If it's a blowout, then less of it. I mean, there might be some people complaining, but if it's not even close, it won't even matter, right? It only matters. The cheating only matters if it's close. And here's a list of the celebrities who are leaving the country if Trump wins. This happens every election year, especially if the Republican's going to win. Then you have all these celebrities from Hollywood who tend to be liberal. They say, I'm leaving the country because he's Hitler. Doesn't matter who the Republican wins, right? It's Hitler. So, hey, this may influence you to vote Trump if some of these people. Cher says she's moving to Jupiter. That's probably a good place for her. Bryan Cranston of Breaking Bad said he's going to move to Vancouver. Which that's not a bad idea either, because a lot of the film industry is moving to Vancouver. And TV shows, I mean, he's probably there anyways, right? Amy Schumer says she's going to go to Spain. Chelsea Handler says she's also going to Spain. Will they let her do her Netflix special if she's in Spain? Barbara Streisand says she's going to go to Australia or Canada. Lena Dunham to Vancouver. And Ne Yo to Canada. I don't even know who that is. A singer, I guess, right? So, on the other hand, if Clinton wins, here are the celebrities planning on leaving. Yeah, none. So, there you go. So, in the stock market today, some big movers today. Hertz rental car. You know, at the open today, they were down 50%. And as I do this podcast, they're down around 30%, maybe a little less. They missed earnings, and they revised guidance downward. They say that a customary vehicle depreciation rate review near the close of the third quarter resulted in a substantial depreciation adjustment. So I'm wondering if there's more than that going on in the rental car business because of Uber and Lyft. I mean, taxi cabs are expensive, right? Rental cars are expensive, right? So maybe folks are going for Uber. I looked in California. I mean, I've never taken Uber. Actually, I have taken Uber. Scratch that. I have taken Uber, and it's really convenient. It's really easy, and it's a lot cheaper than taking a cab, right? So, you know, maybe that's the thing to do. I mean, unless you just want to go on a drive, if you have a point A to point B destination, as far as your traveling goes, especially if you're traveling on business, maybe just use Uber these days and don't get a rental car. CVS down on earnings about 12% as I do this. They say that competitors are creating new networks that excludes their stores. I also think they're a victim of online retail because CVS is more than just drugs. They have a little retail store thing going on, and you know I used to stop by there and pick up little things here and there. But you know these days I just kind of either buy it from Amazon. Or, you know, maybe I go to Walmart still, but not as much. I mean, I order stuff from Amazon almost every day. So I think Amazon's impacting more than retail brick and mortars, also CVS, at least their retail business. And if they're also now getting hit on their pharmaceutical business, well, that's another issue. FCX, Freeport-McMoRan, was almost up 7% after reporting earnings. And copper is also benefiting the move in copper today. Is making a positive move in the mining stocks. Priceline, Priceline.com, up almost 7% after reporting earnings. You know, the other day I talked about consumer discretionary spending and their increased borrowing. You know, maybe jobs are better. Maybe wages, most recently wages are up, which maybe folks are spending on travel, right? Valiant, VRX, Valiant Pharmaceuticals, they can't seem to get out of their own way. That's a stock, you know, I used to own it like a long time ago, at least a long time ago, tried to trade it and took a small loss. Well, good thing I took a small loss because that would have became a large major loss. It was down another 20% today based on downbeat forecast for 2017. So I guess it makes sense sometimes to cut your losers, right? Even though I guess it's our human nature to want things to bounce back. K&D, Kindred Healthcare, down 20% on earnings. They lost $685 million, and they're exiting the skilled nursing facility business. But guess what? They did declare a 12-cent dividend. How do you declare a dividend when you're losing so much money? Maybe they're borrowing money to pay their dividends, right? I don't know. I don't know what they're doing, but I don't like to see that. I don't own any of those stocks. I wish I had owned Priceline for a long time. Of those stocks, and but you know, I do travel a little, but not a lot. So I kind of the Peter Lynch buy what you know sort of thing. And since I don't travel a lot, and I don't spend a lot of money on travel, I just haven't had that much interest in it. But it's done really well, and seems to be the major player in the online travel business. It's election day. If you haven't voted, you don't have much more time. Please go vote.
Today's music from MusicAlley.com's PodSafe Music is Paperboy with I Caught Ya Hidin'. See ya. Gotcha.